the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
But first, it's all over the papers this morning, Aer Lingus pilots dispute, and you'll have heard it on the news. The Irish Independent headline says, Minister won't intervene as Aer Lingus dispute worsens. The Irish Times says, IALPA chief accuses airline of escalating row with, quote, campaign of antagonism against members. But what is the situation with pilot pay? Can they name their price? And how much of a shortage of pilots is there globally? To look at this issue, we're joined by Patrick Edmond, Managing Director of Altair Advisory, an aviation consultancy firm. You're very welcome to the programme. First of all, this dispute will inevitably get resolved one way or the other eventually. It's a matter of how much disruption happens between now and then and when it is. Do you think that pilots will be in a position at the end of this to get what they're looking for, or is there scope for negotiation?
Morning, Richard. Always a pleasure to be with you. You're right, it will get resolved in the end, and the question is just where that line gets drawn. I think that the pilots have limited power in this, and they're trying to maximise that by the manner in which they're calling the industrial action. So they've rejected the previous Labour Court recommendation and pay tribunal recommendation very, very quickly. They've called their work to rule at very short notice, and now they've escalated that further with a one-day strike on the first day after the primary school holidays start.
So it's really ratcheting things up, and the atmosphere, certainly coming from both sides, the atmosphere overall doesn't look conducive to a quick resolution of the issues, but we'll have to wait and see. This comes against the backdrop of the world is sort of gearing up for a pilot shortage, isn't it really, Patrick? I mean, they're talking about huge numbers of pilots being needed based on the projections for people flying around the world.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Richard. And this is being seen already in the US. There's a serious pilot shortage there already, based in part on limitations on how many hours you have to have before you can start flying up as a pilot, and retirement ages and so on. But for example, Airbus reckons that over the next 20 years or so, in the world overall, we're going to need about 500,000 new pilots. So colossal numbers. And that's based, as you say, on projected growth in air passengers.
And when you look at that, pilots won't necessarily always move to the highest paid location. It depends on things like their level of experience. It depends, for example, on the age profile that pilots might have. They might have family. Younger pilots might say, oh, I'm going to go wherever pays the most and come back in 3 or 5 years.
That's exactly right. So there's really a lifestyle decision here. You might decide, right, I'm going off to the Middle East, for example. There's a new Saudi Arabian carrier just being established, Riyadh Air, which is going to be hiring very aggressively. The other Gulf carriers are continuing to hire pilots. You might go off there for a few years and earn a bit and then plan to come back. Alternatively, if you're at a different point in your career, you might say, actually, I like the idea of being a short-haul pilot where I actually get to come home and sleep in my own bed every night. And I'll accept some lower income in return for that.
And is Patrick, is one of the pinch points here because of COVID and the number of trainee pilots that might have dropped during COVID?
Yes, there's a couple of factors there. First of all, obviously, the industry contracted very significantly during COVID. A lot of pilots who might have been going through training would have stopped because they couldn't see a future. A lot of airlines that would have been training their own pilots may have cancelled those programs. And we've seen over the last year or two, several airlines have put pilot cadet programs back in place. But because of that downturn in pilot availability, and because passenger numbers have come back in many cases faster than expected after COVID, now airlines are starting to see the pressure.
And it is extraordinary the way the aviation industry has taken off after COVID. Even I was reading, even in aviation leasing, for example, the rates that they're able to charge for renting an aircraft have gone up by between 20 and 30% last year. It really is a boom, isn't it?
It's really a boom at the moment. But part of the reason for that boom is, as you'll know also, both Boeing and Airbus, Boeing especially, have real delivery problems at the moment. So there's a shortage of new aircraft, or a delay in new aircraft being delivered. There's also some problems with the engines on some aircraft, which have caused them to have to be grounded for maintenance. So we're actually seeing a squeeze at the moment in supply, and that's causing, for example, airfares and load factors to be way up, and airline profitability as well.
Okay. Patrick Edmond, Managing Director of Altair Advisory, an aviation consultancy firm. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.